The phrase, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, might sound a bit out of date in today's world, but it turns out our brains actually function differently. At Dr. Daniel Amen's clinic in California, they've gathered a database of more than 140,000 brain scans and published more than 80 studies that dive into everything from gender to depression to marijuana. And in a new study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, he takes a closer look at those differences between the male and the female brain. I reached Dr. Amen via Skype to talk more about it, and he first told me what they found in the study.
So what we found is, on average, so certainly not in every individual, but as a group, female brains are much more active than male brains, especially in the front part of the brain involved with things like focus, forethought, judgment, impulse control. And the one statistic that really highlights it is who goes to jail? Men, 14 times more than women. Why? Because they make worse decisions. And it seems like the decision maker in the brain, the front part, is just healthier in women than in men.
And you said this also leads to some conclusions about things like why women are more susceptible to anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's even. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what the implications are of this?
Well, if your brain is busy, if it works really hard, you're more likely to worry, to hold on to hurts. If things don't go a certain way, you can be upset. And one study from Canada showed that women actually had 52% less serotonin than men. And when there's less serotonin, there's a higher incidence of depression. Helps us explain that, you know, why women should be leaders, because the executive part of their brain actually works really great. And so it really argues that women should be in the C-suite more than they are. But also why they may struggle with anxiety and depression. And it leads to some specific things they can do to sort of calm down their brain to feel better.
What are those things?
So exercise, it makes a huge difference in boosting serotonin to the brain. There are actually some nutrients like saffron. So the world's most expensive spice has actually been found to work as an antidepressant. Another supplement I like called 5-HTP. Those things can help calm down the brain. You know, what people typically do is they go after a sugar burst, because sugar tends to raise serotonin in the brain. It makes you happy in the short run, but ultimately in the long run, it makes you sick. So more exercise, less sugar can be really helpful.
So there are real differences in the way that women's and men's brains function, or is it sort of in the way that they are built? Do we know why this might be?
Well, it's both. It's both how they're wired and how they work. You know, I think it's hormones that drive a lot of the difference. And a really fun, fascinating study is if you look at fraternal twins, where a boy and a girl were sort of in the womb together, that the boy will actually have some feminine traits and the girl will have some masculine traits. The research is really interesting that hormones make a huge difference in how we think and how we feel.
Yeah. So I wonder, I mean, we hear so often like that men and women think differently, function differently. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, right? But did this surprise you in any way?
The size of the effect surprised me. So I have five sisters, and so it didn't surprise me at all that there were big differences in the brain. But the statistical significance was crazy high. So these are real effects. Also, other research showed that 90% of female IQ is in their frontal lobes, sort of fits with our study, where for males it's more widely distributed. That means you should never let a little girl hit a soccer ball with her forehead. Just a bad, bad, bad idea.
So what's next? You are on the front line of much of this neuroscience research. Tell me a little bit more about what you're looking at.
So we are getting ready to publish even a larger study on 70,000 scans, looking at how the brain ages and the factors that contribute to it. And this is going to cause hate mail, but our marijuana smokers, their brains on average look 3 years older than the people who did not smoke marijuana. It's just not good medicine. So as its use goes up, we continue to learn more and more, and what we're learning concerns me.
Okay, lots more to watch for then. Dr. Daniel Amen is a psychiatrist and neuroscientist and a distinguished fellow of the American Psychiatric Association and the founder of Amen Clinics. Dr. Amen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.